episode 3.
Is it episode 3 or is it episode 4 because I missed one?
No, it's episode 3. I didn't do one with the other. No. Steel City, the sponsor, as always.
Yeah, nice. Haven't got one in front of me today. I've got a COVID-free, but I'm saving myself for dads and lads this weekend.
Yes. As you can see, the banners here.
Take your head off.
You won't catch me. I'm out in the centre.
I haven't run in 10 years.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I absolutely believe that.
Physical activity in 10 years. Well, and I'm still like, it's still amazing.
Mm, you do. I'm actually hoping I get through tomorrow night on playing.
Give it up, mate.
Four shots down through the team list, and he's put me on the wing.
On the stand?
But I'm not. That's just purely for numbers.
A roving role, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Just pop up everywhere. And, of course, let's introduce our guest.
Our guest? Yes.
Better than Eli McCulloch. Yes. Some duo.
Are you not playing with Dads and Lads?
I'm getting mine done too, mate. Yes, not good at the moment.
And of course, your playing career was pretty good over at
Mike
as well.
Pretty much, mate. Yeah, well. It was. Yeah, I started there, and funny enough, mate, I think I started at Carlton. To be honest with you, I played juniors with Wanderers.
Yeah.
And then I came over, started training with Carlton actually in Grey, and then. I don't know, I can't recall what happened, mate, actually, to be honest with you, but I ended up back out of the other side of town. And
there's a few big nights between events.
But, mate, it's good to be back here and watching Eli run around down the town and over, mate. He's decided to play with Carlton, and I was happy with that. I was pretty much happy where he wanted to play with.
The first grade side as well.
Yeah, Jamie rang me late last year about just coming down and giving a bit of a hand. And, mate, I've enjoyed it. You know, I think the club's in really good hands. And I think it goes back to, obviously, the juniors they've got at the moment. You know, they've got, I think, two or three teams in every grade. So I think, I think they'll have a big year, Cal, all the way through the grades. So.
That's good. But yeah. You've been hanging around the football since you were this high. Definitely. Have been coming to training as a young kid, passing that footy around and following your dad around.
Still loving it. Still loving the exact same thing at the moment. It's probably a big call, but it's one of the best it's ever been.
Yes.
We've got a good bunch of boys. Our coaching staff is pretty diverse. It's good. It's a really good feel about it. I reckon it's something special.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people say about the current playing group, so hopefully we can go all the way.
Yeah, nice. And you suffered that unfortunate injury. It was devastating for you the other day after the season.
Yeah, I don't know yet. I'm feeling pretty good at the moment. I've got a fair bit of mobility in it, but I don't know. I'm just following what Michael Dan has to say and Dave Renfrew. I don't know. I reckon I'll be back. I'll send 23rd of July.
Yeah, beauty.
I was going to ask you if there was an expected return date, but 23rd of July.
Yeah, I came up. It's actually my birthday on that day. Wanderers at home, and I was like, I'll work it out. I spoke to Dave last night, and he said, maybe MR. So you've got to get an MR for like 3 weeks, and then if that's all good, then you do whatever. I said, if I smash it, how long? He said, 6 weeks. And I looked at the calendar, and it was spot on.
What's your bowl with the club now for 6 weeks? Have they got you doing something else?
I've actually been looking at a few different things that I can do. So Callow's trying to get me in to sort of do a bit of stuff with the juniors, and I'm obviously just hanging around. I'm still coming to train and stuff like that. So just wherever I can sort of help. But maybe I was looking at club captain with Billy Dunaway. Yeah. I was actually speaking to Trezzo this afternoon. So they're looking for someone to fill that, and I was like, well, I might as well put my hand up and do that, because I'm going to have a fair bit of spare time on game day and stuff like that to be able to do that. So
you're always welcome in the back to the commentary box as well.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. No, that's really good that you set yourself some goals and some expectations around the head. It's your third year, isn't it, nearly? Right, first grade?
Yeah.
Or fourth?
Third or fourth, I don't know.
Becoming a bit of a veteran, I guess. So the young bucks are in that back line. Probably can give a bit of a hand with your old man too.
Yeah, no, we've still got a very young team. We look at Rory's playing nine at the moment, which is just crazy, like, when you think about when we both used to run
away. He's another one that used to battle around the body field as a kid, didn't he? To two kids.
No, I'm so stoked to see him playing.
How old's Rory?
Rory's 20.
Yeah, 20.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. The kid's good. He's the one that's
sharp. Yeah.
Into the fine young man is.
Yeah.
And so what's your role, Ben?
Mate, pretty much I'm working more with probably Pricey with the backs, mate, in second grade. So I think what we're trying to do more is I'll get more of a shape. I mean, with our backs this year, we go spreading wider, playing quicker football. So that's what we're trying to do, mate. Just trying to, I suppose, connect the players in the right positions as well at the moment. You know, we've had a bit of a tough 3 weeks, obviously, with COVID and then injuries like Eli Rousey being crooked. So there's been a lot of disruption in the club. So I feel sorry for Jamie Lynn, actually, trying to put players in positions at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, we've got players at the moment that are playing out of position too, which doesn't really help, but that's just the way it is at the moment. But I think we've just got that luxury at the moment to pubs where we've got so many good players that, you know, can come in and fill those positions at the moment, you know what I mean? So we're very fortunate in that regard. And we've had a couple of players come back from the wildfires, like that Liam Falkland. He's a big talent, so I think...
Which is a great issue, isn't it? The players coming back.
I think it's a dead argument, mate. My opinion, I think it's a no-brainer. Like, why wouldn't you want that players from local comp given that opportunity to go and play in that high level of football? Yeah. Have that option and then come back and bring that experience back.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and obviously the country kids, there's country kids that, you know, they have the opportunity now to come to Newcastle and not go to Sydney.
Yeah.
And if they want to go to uni, well, mate, Newcastle's one of the top three unis in Australia. So, it'll stand at a living cheaper too, mate, here in Newcastle. So, mate, I'm a big fan of the Wildfires concept, and it's a no-brainer.
I'm with you too.
Brother,
doing a great job with the team.
He is, mate. Brother, doing a great job.
Really,
yeah.
Yeah,
I saw that.
The biggest win, 12-point win, was the biggest win they found across the board. So,
yeah, they got well.
Yeah. And did you have a couple of years ago?
No, I didn't. I went to two training sessions, but I don't know, my heart and soul's pretty much here at the moment. Yeah. I just want to win first grade comp, so it's something I just want to achieve. So
With it. I know Joe speaking to Charles earlier, he's
had a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Now you said that you wanted to win a grand final. Last year we were in prime position to win one, I think. How's that? I asked Jamie that a while ago, and how's it sit with the players? You know, still getting minor premiership and all that kind of stuff, but it's not.
It was a bit bittersweet, but we got the minor premiership, but at the end of the day, you didn't finish the comp.
Yeah.
You can't really. It's a good achievement where we finished, but you can't really claim it.
No.
We didn't win a comp. Everyone wants to win. Everyone remembers who wins a comp, not a minor premiership. So.
Yeah.
2 years in a row as well. You look good the year before as well. Probably not as strong as last year, but I mean, you were definitely contenders that year before as well.
Oh, 100%. Mm. Yeah.
And so how's it sit with all the players there? Has it made them a bit more hungry?
100%. Well, all the same boys pretty much rocked up again when you look at it. So you've still got your core playing group in that first grade team. Everyone's got the same desire to go and win the comp. So you can see it. Everyone's rocking up a train and training hard. Obviously, at the moment, we've just got injuries. We're riddled with injuries through first and seconds, and blokes being crook week in, week out. So
Yeah.
I think we've just got to try and get through this next patch, which, as Dad said, we're lucky enough that we've got that depth where folks can step up from second grade and fill a role. But, yeah, we're blessed with depth. But, yeah, 100%, I reckon we'll come through.
Yeah,
we'll be sweet.
We even saw Tress had a running first grade against Singleton.
It was blown.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine he would have
been.
Is it right?
Maybe I'm going to start soon.
Put the boots on.
Pardo was playing. Yeah, both of Pardo's. Yeah. And then one of the young fellas.
I've registered for fourth grade, so.
Graham's a big fan of the show, so we'll be watching.
Who's that?
Graham's a big fan.
Oh, he's a massive fan.
He's definitely watching, and he'll definitely probably write that down in his little notepad now. Yeah, Justin Lee's roving winner.
Bring him on. Yeah. Can you see it?
Impact.
Yeah. So did you play with, you was talking about earlier off camera with you and Ruff. Did you play together?
No, I was fortunate enough, I think it was 2010, I was helping Blocker do reserve grade. And Ruff was playing front row, actually.
It was 2009.
2009, sorry. Yeah, so I was just coaching with Blocker at the time, and I think he may have lasted 2:53 against Hamo. And
in the grand final?
In the grand final, number one. I said to Blocker at the time, I said, I really don't know how we're going to win this, you know what I mean? Because Hamo, I think, eventually went on, became that first-rate team.
Yeah.
They won, you know, all those five grand finals, a lot of those players anyway. And I just said, well, the only way we're going to win this is just to kick it every more day in the second half. So I think Killy Gilmore just pumped the corns the whole second half.
His goal kicking was on four.
Yeah, he was on four. And we got our jar, and Russ was a hero.
I was actually the hero. I made the boys step up.
What'd you do?
And a legend headbutt. Justin? A legend. Got on the video. It was... not strong enough.
This was before Bar TV, so they didn't
I reckon if they had it, probably start looking back on it now, if they had the high definition cameras, I reckon they would have shown a bit of a connection there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Illegal activity.
Yeah. So, red carded straight away.
I was pushed first. I was justified. Yeah, it was justified. So the thing was, I had to headbutt it because my hands were down, my hands were behind me, I had no way I was running.
Why were your hands down?
Because it was a scrum.
Yeah,
it was a mall, maybe.
Mm.
Didn't matter, mate. You got sent.
Jesus. It was Jared,
wasn't
it? Pretty nice. any other stories? Because he used to say he liked playing first grade because it means he could go... So the Empire until 12.
Well, I can't answer that question. I think I played a part of that, but I think back in the day.
No, that's all right.
No, good days too. The club was pretty healthy then, and I think it's pretty similar now.
It has got a very similar vibe around
it. That
era from sort of 07 to 2012 to 2013.
Definitely. And you could feel it last night, just in the vibe, the players, you know, it's just very competitive, which is good, and that competition is healthy, you know, when you've got players that can step up the first grade quite easily. So I think it's good for the club, and they've got a couple of injuries, but I don't think there's anything stopping them from winning the comp, mate, really. You know, no injuries, I suppose, will play a big part in the back end of the year, but I don't think there's anything to worry about, mate, after round three, really.
Yeah, no, there's been Milligan in the first
game. Oh,
yeah, I see. Both Miller brothers. They're my favourite characters in the club. And I think we should get them on the show.
Jackie? Oh, yeah, we'll definitely get them on the show. No, definitely.
They'll be
there
about 3 times in 2 weeks.
Is that why he's...
He had a week off. Is he all right?
Yeah, he's all right. I think it sort of hit him midweek. Started thinking about a bit of freaking out. So I think it was best. Well, they decided it was best for him to have a week off.
I think Jack Miller, he's been outstanding.
No, he's
been outstanding.
He's playing well.
No one gets past him.
He can tackle, he defends really well. Obviously, because he's a bit little, they'll probably think they can get him. But his defence is spot on.
Yeah.
He's my favourite Miller. I said it the other week.
He's a Tigers man, too. But when I coached coached fourth grade years ago, and we would always need someone. He was playing Colts. I think it was at Colts. That one with Nevada.
Yeah.
So every time we needed someone because we're short, he's one of the blokes that always put his hand up to come and play.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's tough.
And he played well, too.
He's tough as nothing, but it's too, I guess.
Oh, yeah, hard. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I remember him racing the next door with Monty and
Yeah,
they grow up and they were quiet on the street.
They're good teachers, mate.
Well, I think they're Monty were loud anyway.
Yeah. I'll bet you were.
And who probably goes the hardest off the field at the moment? Because I was out last weekend. On the rare occasion that I do go out, called into the zoo last Saturday after the Singo bus trip, and they were going off in the corner there. Oh, music was playing. Whoever was playing live, and the whole crowd was just jumping. Yeah. As soon as he stopped, they were out. They must have kicked onto the camp.
Where do the kids go these days?
The Prince just gets a hiding.
Does it?
Yeah, the Prince would be the place to be. I don't know, to be honest, we've kind of been a little bit quieter. Still go to Cambridge.
But who goes the hardest off the field?
Bryce Kennedy.
Yeah.
Bryce and Jack McCoy will be out there. They can drink. Good quality for them.
He made his first grade to Bruin.
Last week?
He got Singer, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Nice. That's good to see the off-field experience.
Still going. We had a good that Monday night after the Wanderers game. Went back to the
That was good.
And then everyone realised it was Monday night. It was 9 o'clock in the
show. I was actually going to come in, but then I saw it was an
I went over 10. I think people were kicking onto the Kent. Someone, I heard Toby Wade didn't pull up till 4 a.m. or something.
Yeah, I think Bryce and that were involved in that too. And Jack.
That's a good
idea. I was about to celebrate.
Yeah, right.
No 24-hour pipes anymore, so that's a good effort.
Yeah.
That is. I'm done by 10.
What's your best memory playing footy, Benny?
I might obviously win in a comp. With Nicky Day, this Benny Springthorpe, all that crew, mate, from our juniors together. And be like what Eli was saying, you play with your mates in the junior comp, and then get to play for the Australia together and win a comp.
Yeah.
They're not easy to win, mate, as you know. As an old cliche, you lose one, but win one, which we did. But I think that's probably a good memory, mate. I've got a few good memories, I suppose. Fortunate to play with some good players over my time, just like with Jimmy, Warren, Garrick, and all those guys.
That's something a lot of people
I was fortunate, mate, to be part of that anyway. And the good thing about rugby, too, mate, you're always mates, for a long time. That's a good part about playing rugby too. I still speak to them now and then. So, mate, that's probably my best memories, I suppose, mate. I never got to play with Eli, I suppose. You see a lot of blokes playing.
Yes.
Yeah, with their sons, but I think I couldn't do that last year due to COVID, but I was in Melbourne, so I've got Uncle Pete Fallon to fill in. So he played, he came over.
Green jersey on.
Yeah,
how do you feel with that?
He looked good in grey. They took a few photos of him, but he had his jersey back on. He kept shorts. I think PJ did. There's plenty of memories. You've gone to play grand finals and things like that. It's just, getting to a grand final is a hard thing, but winning it is just next level. So,
definitely. And better one. So, what's your best
moment? I'd still say the Wanderers game here last year.
Yeah,
it was good. That was a great day. I think everyone still remembers what that was in that team that day.
What was it, 4,500?
Yeah, something like that. I think it was something
like that. Oh, yeah. It was huge.
It felt like it was just packed.
It was packed. I mean, it was back here that first game this year. I mean, it was definitely more people than there was down there, which is...
If you're looking from the field at that Wanderers game, you looked at the outside, we were on the right hand
side. It was
compared to the right side. I reckon we had doubles.
We set up on the green side of the contact.
Yeah.
When that final was at the home.
I know, it was awesome. It was really good. Everyone was playable, it was good.
Who were some of the better players that you played with? Who's some of the best players that you played with?
Oh, definitely, mate. I'd probably say Stewie Pinkerton now, who's in charge of the Wildfires. He was an outstanding footballer. Obviously, went on captain of New South Wales, you know what I mean?
I think he was one of the first professional players in
his you're right there, Ruff. And,
for Bath, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Bath to go play with. And, his impact was just huge in regard to the grand final when we beat Uni. If we didn't have him, I don't think we would have won. Benny Ryan, our Sandy player. PJ Fallon, he's almost good around the rack there. Cheap little cranky halfback, mate. As he is, he's still cranky. So I'd say Benny Springthorpe. We're just fortunate, mate. We just played together as juniors and we're lucky enough to come through the grades and win a comp together. I'd say Stevie Merrick, mate. I was fortunate to play inside him in a lot of Newcastle teams, but he was very hard to tackle, mate. He's phenomenal.
Yeah, he was 40, he was hard to tackle.
Yeah. I'd say Steve Merrick hangs down, mate. Without a question.
That's a forward to us, he's the best you played against him.
Forward,
toughest.
Oh, John Evans, mate, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah.
I was only a kid coming in the grade at the time, but mate, just looking at him, mate, when he trembled.
Yeah, it's just
and
scary,
back man. In the day, he'd get on the ground and mate, you'd run for your life. He's big 11 size, football boots be on your back.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to be in that transition where there was rucking, and then there was no rucking, so.
Yeah.
I didn't miss the good old-fashioned shielding.
Oh, mate, I definitely didn't. Yeah. Definitely didn't. Better back.
Yeah. I used to love him. Yeah. You'd go home after the juniors game and compare.
Stud marks.
Yeah. What about you, Eli? Who's probably one of the toughest to play against at the moment?
At the moment? Hammy.
Yeah.
Ben Ham. He's a freak.
He takes the ball up for a long time.
To play.
And he's just so vocal and he's in the air, he's pointing at you. He'd be one of the toughest, I reckon.
Yeah.
You definitely know where he is all the time.
Yeah.
I think, he cleaned me up. He whacked me last year when he played him there. He's got me on the ground. He's telling me he's going to eat me like an animal. So stay away from you, I think.
I'm off the scan coming here.
He's a great bloke, mate.
Yeah, good bloke.
He's a really
great fella.
He gets scan cut him on your side.
Yeah, that's a scan boy.
His brother's a breeder. One of the big ones out there.
Yeah, right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What more than
that? No, not a famous scan trainer.
Yeah.
Three people.
End of season trip. You can take three people.
We're made part already.
Yeah, the three here.
We're done.
We're already going. So.
I'd be happy with that. Jeez. I'll probably take PJ Fallon, mate.
Yeah.
He's a good mate of mine.
Some teams as well.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But probably Garrick Morgan, mate, just for the last.
Yeah.
The stupidity of the things.
Yeah, and I've had the pleasure of interviewing a couple of times. He's commentated and stuff with us up in Queensland.
Yeah.
He's a really good bloke.
Great fella. Yeah. So, for a laugh, I'd take him. And probably the last bloke would probably. I'll probably take Pinko, actually, Street Pinko.
Yeah.
He's always good for Triple A.
That'd be
my three.
Yeah, you go. Big end of season trip this one.
Yeah, I know. That's awesome.
Give Munza a start. Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good quality. He loves a drink.
Loves it all.
That's actually what he's loving most. It's an excuse to be back on the beach.
Don't ever get into a shout with him, because when it's his turn, he'll go up and you go, right, what do you want? And you go, give him the order, and he'll come back with just four olds anyway. Yeah.
Blacks.
Yeah.
I don't mind, I'm black drinking. That's why I'm probably on with him.
I'd take Rousey.
Yep.
Rousey. And I'd take Harry Jackson. Harry Jackson. He's doing management for third grade.
Rory Lyon,
mate, I'll take everyone. It's really hard to define it to three.
Yeah. Well, we've had a small bus, mate, so that's
great.
Thanks for joining us, guys. It's really good to get a bit of insight on your careers and some of how you go and your focus for this year. Obviously, thanks to Steel City.
Yes. And we'll keep red circle around the 23rd of July.
23rd, hopefully.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for Steel City.